Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our privilege each weekday morning to prepare these messages and then share them through podcast and other means all over the world. Just yesterday, we got a message from India from a lady that identified herself as a secret Christian. Today's message is titled, The Patience of God. Their main text is Nehemiah 9, verse 30.
For many years you were patient with them. By your spirit you admonished them through your prophets, yet they paid no attention. So you handed them over to the neighboring peoples.
Phillips Brooks was pastor of Trinity Church on Copley Square in Boston during the 1800s. This church is now under the shadow of the John Hancock Tower, the tallest building in New England, which is a stunning visual contrast.
There's a statue beside the church building that shows Phillips Brooks preaching. The Lord is standing behind him with his hand on Phillips Brooks' shoulder. Now that's an inspiring thing to see. Matter of fact, every time we went to Boston, if it was possible, we took that route to see that again. Phillips Brooks served the Lord Jesus during his lifetime and is best known today as the author of a well-known Christmas carol that we all sang many times over during the Christmas season, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Well, I have a picture of the statue up on the website today, and the first inscription I particularly like, identifying Phillips Brooks with these words, Preacher of the Word of God. Well, that's what I want to be as well.
Phillips Brooks was noted for his poise and quiet manner. At times, however, he suffered moments of frustration and irritability, as we all do. One day a friend saw him feverishly pacing the floor like a caged lion. What's the trouble, Mr. Brooks? He asked. Well, the trouble is that I'm in a hurry, but God isn't. Haven't we felt the same way many times? I know that I have.
And so have I. Well, God's patience is both a blessing and a mystery. Today I want to consider the mystery aspect. As I observe the increasingly frayed moral and spiritual condition here in America, and probably wherever you're listening to this, I marvel at God's patience and wonder just how long before he sends judgment upon the earth. Of course, we live with the consequences of our sins, and often that's judgment enough.
Our daily verse describes the patience of God in regard to his dealings with the nation of Israel. Many years were actually many centuries. God had spoken again and again through his prophets all through this time. Nehemiah served the Lord around 450 B.C. It seems we have a sweeping panorama of the previous 1,000 years since the Great Exodus. God had been patient and had warned his people repeatedly. They paid no attention and faced various judgments, ending with the Babylonian captivity, which ended about 100 years before this verse was recorded.
Consider the timeless truth in this verse as it relates to your life, the church, or your nation, wherever you live. My, has God been patient? Surely he has been gracious in sending many, many prophets who, like Phillips Brooks, were, quote, preachers of the Word of God, end quote, to admonish and warn. I'm particularly intrigued with the phrase in the text, yet they paid no attention. How much attention is our modern culture paying to the warnings of God? What about much of the church? What about you and me today? May we have the response of young Samuel, who exclaimed, Speak, for your servant is listening. That's 1 Samuel 3, verse 10. I might add, not only may we listen, but may we obey as well.
Father, help us to be people who do not merely listen to the word or read it hastily. Help us to do what it says so that we will be blessed in all that we do. We receive your favor and sense inner peace when we are obedient to you. Help us to look intently into your holy word and apply its teaching so that we enjoy freedom from the slavery of sin, unceasing joy, and the promise of eternity spent with you. With sincerity of heart, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for sharing the prayer today, Brooksine. We're looking out on a beautiful day here in southern Pennsylvania, although it's still quite cold. Perhaps it will get above freezing today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We prepare these messages each weekday morning. We essentially have since 1996, with a couple of exceptions. Periodically, we can't get to the internet. We do have on the site today that a picture of that statue we refer to of Phillips Brooks in Boston, in Copley Square. You're welcome to look at. We also have a picture of our favorite online photographer today. I did yesterday as well, a bird picture by our friend Doris High, a picture of a goldfinch. She is an outstanding nature photographer and has a wonderful photo blog. Also have several songs listed today that support the message. And finally, for those of you that want to dig deeper into the subject of the patience of God, we have a link to an online article by an old-time theologian writing quite deeply named A.W. Pink from his book, The Attributes of God, an article dealing with the subject of the patience of God. This is not for the faint of heart. It's an indication of the deep thought put into old-time writings, it seems. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to serve God faithfully.